How do you raise money for public schools when the public and the state really can't contribute anymore? Niagara Falls is trying to figure that out.
Raising taxes. We cannot do that in this city. We have a median income of $30,000. If the school district raised taxes, we would just end up owning homes.
Mark Laurie is superintendent of the Niagara Falls City School District. The child poverty rate there is more than double the national average, according to census data. And Laurie says he understands that the state has limited resources to dole out. So he's thinking about something new, corporate sponsorships for athletic facilities and performing arts centers.
There is no model out there in the state to do this. Her references have all been from outside of the state.
Laurie's talking about Amy Stark, the consultant who's spearheading the sponsorship project for Niagara Falls. She gave an update to the board Thursday night.
We want to be very careful and we want to be very cognizant of how we display and what naming opportunities or sponsorship opportunities we have out there. We don't want every single nook and cranny of these different facilities to be named and covered in signage.
The board hopes to secure sponsorships by fall or early winter. And the money? Laurie promises it will go directly to student programs.
Not salaries, not hiring more teachers. It'll go back into the field or theater that it's sold for to give enhancements in new uniforms, new band equipment, etc.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.